Snyderville Planning Chairman Colin DeFord said they approved a plat amendment and rezone for a couple of lots near the Utah Olympic Park. He said that makes a land swap possible for athletic housing at the park to give it a lower profile on the hillside.
Basin Rec, I think, owns the land right now, and so it's just a land swap. And this is really our fault, that, you know, this Basin Commission's fault. Last year when UOP came to us to work on the development agreement, we had asked them actually if they could look at brokering this deal, because what it does is it brings that that athlete housing down off of the saddle, so it's less visible from 224 than where they own land. And so this was a really great effort that UOP worked with the county and I believe it's Basin Rec to make a land swap. The easy way to think about it is you're trading your neighbor's lot for your lot. It's beneficial to both. I think that it makes more sense for Basin Rec because they can do trail connections to the trail that's already down there for skate skiing.
You said in some ways it's a complicated plan.
There's a lot of plat issues, and you know, there was a lot of assessment issues and all that kind of stuff that the county and UOP had to go through to get this. It's very complicated, and I'm just really proud that Colin Hilton and the county worked together to get this done. I mean, they didn't have to do it. It was our request, and it just, we felt, was better for the public because, you know, it's less visible. I mean, it will be visible, but it's a lot less than it would be.
The Olympic Park's expansion plan is still before the county council, which is awaiting some economic analysis on the proposal. In a work session afterward, the applicant for the proposed Miner's Loft rezone got some news from planning commissioners that was frustrating. The four-acre parcel on Bittner Road, not far from the fire station, is zoned rural residential, allowing one unit per 20 acres. The applicant wanted a rezone to community commercial, but DeFord said his group is concerned about what might result from that.
Once you get the zoned community commercial, that gives you a whole bunch of allowed uses like auto repair, bar, tavern, bed and breakfast, campground, you know, cemetery. I'm just looking at the use table. You know, there's just a whole bunch of allowed uses that community commercial zone opens up. He was saying, you know, that's not my intention. I won't do that to you. And he was, in fact, trying to say that I would like to put on a plat, that won't happen. But that's just, you can't do that. You know, it's not legal to put on a restricted use on the plat like that.
Although the applicant has reduced the proposed density, DeFord said there's still a substantial increase being requested.
He's looking for a major density increase he wanted to go up to 64 units on a four-acre parcel. You know, he's citing, and you know, I'm not disagreeing with him, that it's a community benefit because he's going to put some, he'd like to put some affordable housing out there on that parcel, but it just opens up a really big can of worms for us if we allow 64 units into 4 acres right now, and we're just not prepared, and there's nothing in the code right now that we can really work with him on. So we've really just requested him to just, you know, hang this on the wall for a little bit as we go through phase two and get everything worked out, where maybe we can give him some more density.
You said they're not prepared to look at the project, given they're still in the middle of work on development code revisions and phase two of the general plan. Right now, the Snyderville plan doesn't have the mechanisms that once existed for generating density or making trade-offs for a project to gain density.
We might be getting into TDRs, I mean, where possibly he can transfer density to that area from somewhere else where we'd like not to see density.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not ready. We don't have those mechanisms yet, but we're working on them. So
okay.
We're looking at, you know, the spring, hopefully, to be done with phase two of the general plan, and then that would trigger the new code after that. So, you know, hopefully by summer, you know, it would get through.
So he wasn't encouraged to come back with a spa or any other?
We don't have a spa right now. We don't have any of that. We don't have any of that, those mechanisms anymore right now. We don't have any mechanisms really to give people density right now.
Snyderville Planning Chairman Colin DeFord. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.